To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A,
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
Okay, how about that? How about that? I apologize. My apologies. Okay, let me say some hellos to some people over here. Eric Johnson, what's good with you, doctor? Nothing but love. Sahar Booker, Angie B, what's up? All right, Rob McCready, I got you on that. Kenneth Johnson, what's up, doctor? What's good with you? And so. Definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in today. Like I said, you could have been any place in the world, but you chose to be here with me. So thank you, and thank you as well. And if you didn't hear me go through the welcome to the show piece, I said it, but my phone was on mute, so you ain't hear shit I said. So, but now you did, so it's all good. All right, guys and girls, welcome to Rot. Good deal on that. Thank you all for tuning in today. You could have been in plus health in the world, but you chose to be here with me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you too. Christine Randall. Hey, love. How are you? Rock Jordan. Hey, what's going on with you? All right. All right, guys and girls, big shout out to Marquise Hatton this weekend. I think he won in wheel of some bad hot rod down in the great state of Georgia. Did his thing. Congratulations to Jay Barnes. He hosting the no time aspect of that event, and so good deal on that. So shout out to all those who are out there doing what they wanted to do and had fun doing it, and to those that supported the people that were doing what they wanted to do. That's what it's all about, man. Supporting. If you like what you see, report what you like, whatever it is. If you like what you see, support what you like. Henry McNeil, hey, Big Joe, doctor from Rockingham Dragway, we had a ball, no doubt. What's going on, Henry McNeil? What's good with you, doctor? All right. No good deal on that, man. Again, you guys, don't forget the race season is here, man. Grudge race season is here. We got a couple more days in this month. And then it's on to the next. Let me give a big shout-out to my favorite guy in the whole wide world, And I'm going to get beat up by saying this. My other brother's going to fuck me up. But my brother Henry, we are 1 year and 17 days apart. So happy birthday to Henry Wachter, my brother, and happy birthday to you too. Anybody else that's had a birthday recently, saw Weeby Cooper. Weeby Cooper had a birthday here recently, and him and some more folks to us. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. And also, let me say, got some upcoming events. As I said, race season is here. Finally, we've been waiting for it for a long time. And I mean by that for the whole country, as I said, as a whole. You know, they've been racing. Hey, thank you, Angie B. I definitely appreciate you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I had a birthday back on the 11th of this month, so that's ancient history now, but thank you very much. I definitely appreciate that. I'm 78 years old, so been a long time, but I'm here, thank God. I'm here. I miss Silly Sanders in Color Purple. I may be black. I may be ugly. I may be even something, she said, but thank God I'm here. So, so thank God I'm here. Nothing but love. Angie B, happy belated birthday to you as well. Right, I forgot about you. Had a birthday in not too far from mine. It was on Valentine's Day or something like that, Angie B. So, yeah, we got a lot of history with our birthdays and all that. I think we even celebrated something. We were someplace, someone here together. I forget, but it's all to my head, not my heart. You know what it is. All right, so this weekend, man, is Weeby Cooper, and the he's got an event. Well, he's joining an event, Hibernation Over 2. Hibernation is Over 2. It's going to be at the Outer Banks. It's going to be the season opener down there, and it's going to be Weeby's freestyle birthday bash, man, along with the Black Cop Promotions. They're going to be out there doing the thing up. And, yeah, we were at the track. Yeah. Good deal, Angie. And also at Weeby's birthday bash, I'm thinking about going out there. They're going to have a photographer out there. I forget the name of the photographer. Anybody know Weeby Cooper? Tag Weeby Cooper in this. I forget the name, guys. He's supposed to be talking about it today. All right. So, guys, don't forget tonight that we have the NGRA Today Show. We have another super interview. We got a really good interview tonight. We got a female racer, a female grudge racer. We're going to be interviewing her tonight on the show, her and her team. So definitely stay tuned for that. It'll be on at 8 o'clock tonight, and you'll you should be able to catch it on any page that has anything to do with NGRA or Pro Stock Jail. So it'll be on. You'll see it on my page, wherever you got this one from, and make sure you go and follow me in NGRA so that you get notified. When we go live, you get notified. So good deal on that. But Weeby Cooper's got a big event this weekend. Like I said, most likely I will be there in the building. And big shout out to Aaron, is it? And good job on her success in her state regionals, and she's got to go state finals and all that. So big shout out to Aaron, is it? And we wish you luck. All right, okay. So thanks a lot, Angie B. Yeah, 8 o'clock tonight we got an interview with a female grudge racer. She gets in the car, man, and she does it for real. I'm not saying anybody else don't do it for real, but I'm just saying it's always impressive that female racers they fly under the radar sometimes, and you know, it's our job to go as reporters. Being the objective reporter that I am, I would be remiss. Greg Canfield, what's up, doctor? All right, man, long-time supporter, long-time friend, Greg Campbell, man, definitely appreciate you, doctor. All right, so we're going to keep this train rolling. Nino Brown, what's up, doctor? What's good with you, man? Definitely appreciate it. The guys on the show right now, Clifford Milton, what's good with you, man? Definitely appreciate you. Partner in Crime, Kenny Jernigan, what's up, man? DJ Stickman, Antoine, Alexis Lewis, Achilles Lewis, Crystal Rock, appreciate you being up here. Fox Body 5.0, what's up, Doctor? I don't know who iPhone is. I think it's Mark Jackson. What's up, Paul? What's good with you, man? All right, so definitely. Next weekend also, Mike Hill, the House of Hook, be down there. His season opener down there as well. Coming up in the next couple of days, we've got next couple of weeks, we got the 14th, is it 15th annual North versus South. North versus South. And that'll be at Gallatmo Sports Park. Long Island Joe, Dexter Curry, and the rest of the crew. A lot of stuff going on. Mac and cheese contest. It's all kind of Norman Duncan. What's up, Doctor? We got mac and cheese contest, a bunch of grudge races. Jeff Rogers, the former pro mod heavyweight champ of the world, be down there, and he'll be getting it in. He's got some races lined up. Junior Bissett, they got the pro mod, Ted DiBiase. He's going to come out of hibernation. We got another slow mod or top sportsman, Underdog. He's going to be up there doing his thing today. So definitely looking forward to all that. And so we got a lot of good stuff coming up, real good, and definitely looking forward to, coming out the house, coming outside to play. So definitely everything looking good. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys, do me a favor. If you're on the Facebook side, give me a like and a share, please. A like and a share. And if you are on the I guess it ain't but two sides, is it? If you're on this side, I'm speeding a little bit over here. I got a bunch of stuff on my head, a little speed. All right, so definitely looking forward to all. Oh yeah, and continue prayers for Giganto, man. I've been seeing the. I'm hearing some good news, nothing but good reports about Gigantor and his whole his road to recovery. So definitely nothing but love for him. So we are looking forward to him making a full and complete recovery, and also don't forget about his event March the 29th, 28th, 29th. And they're going to be out at Coastal Plains, Big Grudge Ball, the Brawl for it All. And also, finally, Deion Kennedy, his event is going to be up at Bud's Creek. All right? So definitely everybody, like I said, go out and if you like what you see, support what you like. Okay? Can I get a like and share on the Facebook side? Please, somebody, can I get a like and share on the Facebook side? And you know what? I ain't going to say that. Let me stop it. It'd be nice. And y'all stop texting me bulls, dude. Stop texting me stuff. Anthony Jefferson, what's going on, Dr. Ghetto Cowboy? All right, so here we go. Let me say to y'all this. That was a mistake I did just then. I need you to be all the way the host. I meant to make you the co-host, not the host. But, okay, good deal. So let me say this to you. This is what we do. This is what we love. We love graduation, and a lot of other people do it too. But understand, any game you play, any game has anything that you do, any hobby that you have, it has traditions. And the people that invented the game, you know, they knew, they put rules and they put restrictions and guidelines in place for you to be able to play the game and play at a high level and play it well and play it on an even playing field. Because most people, don't mind losing. They don't like to lose, but they don't go crazy when they lose. Anthony Whitaker, what's up, doctor? Good to see you, man. Good to see you for real. Most people don't like losing, but they don't want to be cheated. They don't want to feel like they were playing a rigged game, a game that they couldn't win, you know. And that's kind of what it is when people don't understand or honor the rules of any game. I mean, think about if you were playing basketball. Everybody knows how to play basketball. Everybody's seen basketball before. You got to dribble the ball and you can't take steps. Imagine you had that one sister, like my sister used to do, come on the basketball court when we playing, grab the ball and just start walking to the basket with it. And you got that sister, that crazy sister, but we don't take her seriously because we know she don't know what she's doing. We don't take her seriously. And so with any sport, if you're not playing within the rules, how can we take you seriously? How can we have a serious game? How can we play this game at a serious and a high level if nobody's following the rules? Now, again, everybody says there are no rules in grudge racing. There are no rules in grudge racing. And then, guys, one more time, if you want to call into the show, just a direct phone call. You can call it on the Blog Talk side. The phone number is 516-387-1412. You can call just like Long Island Joe's Blog Talk Show or Willie Dog's Blog Talk Show. You know, we had Blog Talk a long time ago, but we let it go, and somebody told me I abandoned all the fans we used to have on Blog Talk. We used to have a full Blog Talk show 2-3 times a week. We had 3 shows at one point. And we used to have this show, you know, it was packed out every night. But we let that go in favor of some new technology. And the thing is, what I understand now is that you don't have to let go of the past to embrace the future. And that's the thing we got to remember as grudge racers. You don't have to let go of the past to also embrace the future. And I had to learn that as well because anyway, this is grudge racing. We're going to have fun at it. Anyway, let's get to today's hot topic, and we're going to see what we come up with today. Now, I had an interesting conversation this weekend. Now, let me check, make sure my sound is coming through and everything is good. Can y'all hear me good out there? Everybody on the Zoom side? Y'all got me? Y'all got me? Somebody give me some feedback. Let me hear y'all.
Yeah, you good. We got you good.
Okay, Achilles.
Yeah, you sound okay.
Definitely appreciate you, Ghetto Cowboy, as well. Okay, so had a conversation with somebody who's really been around grudge racing a long time. As I've known this person over a dozen, maybe 2 dozen years, this person has always been around grudge racing. And this person told me, and I'm not going to call a name, and don't ask about the name, please, because you're missing the point if you ask him for the person's name. You're missing the point. The point is, the person told me, said that at first we was drag racing somebody, and then stuff got thick, and then we had a beef. We had a grudge, and so we started grudge racing. And I said to the person, I said, ho, so you're telling me that, well, let me ask you a question, man. Do you have to have beef with somebody, a dislike, a beef, you know, some kind of beef? Do you have to have a beef with somebody to grudge race them? Is that a necessary part of grudge racing, the beef? Is that a necessary part of grudge racing? That's the question to the floor today. So we'll get it out and we'll discuss it. And again, that's the question for today. Do you have to have beef when you are grudge racing somebody?
No.
No? Mm-mm. So you ain't got to have no grudge against somebody to grudge race. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Somebody else. Do you have to have beef to grudge race? Do you have to have beef? Somebody talk to me, man. This is a big thing right now.
This is a big thing
right now. You say no too.
Yes.
Okay. You got to understand what you're doing when you're doing it, or else you're not going to be good at it, okay? I'm going to ask somebody again. Somebody talk to me. Somebody on the Facebook side. Somebody on the Zoom side. We just having a discussion. And that's how you, who going to the Hilton? Who going to the Hilton Inn? The Hampton Inn? Who going over there? Anyway,
when you say beef, do you is it a specific kind of beef or a hard beef or a mild beef? I mean, if that makes any sense.
I don't know. What, the person said.
The person said, I got the passion to whip your cars behind. Your car can't beat my car. It's that kind of beef.
I think the person meant there was some tension between the two camps. That kind of beef, like,
okay,
but it wasn't. I don't think it was. I'm gonna shoot you and spray you up kind of beef. I think it was you punk motherfucker kind of beef. I mean, that's the impression that I got. So, but the point is, do you have to have beef at all when you're racing somebody?
Nah,
grudge racing.
You definitely don't have to have that kind of beef. Somebody. Not at all. Not if I
could. All right, guys. Go ahead, Cliff. I'm sorry.
That's a hard one. You don't want to go racing with, you know, beating with somebody like that. Because then, you know, it can turn into something else once that person fuck around and look.
Wow. So
you actually think it could turn into something else?
Yeah, I mean, if you got a beef like that, trying to get it off your chest by racing, and you fuck around and lose, you know, if you can't swallow one pill, you damn sure ain't gonna be able to swallow the second one.
No, you said the medicine is nasty. Is that what you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh, listen, a lot of people. Listen, I've only heard one answer today, and the question still remains in the how you. Guys, you're tuned into the Smack Talk Show, Pro Stock Show, the nation's best red race radio. And the question today is beef a necessary part of grudge racing? And you see the guys out here and you see the Smack Talk and you see them going at each other. Okay, wait a minute. Marianne Alexander from the Facebook side, hey, love, says, no, you do not have to have a beef with a person to race them.
Join the meeting.
You can just meet a person and say, I look like I want to race you. Okay, good deal. Everybody should have an opinion on this one way or another. I would like very much for everybody to weigh in on this. I haven't heard from a lot of people who are on that. Norman Duncan, do you have to have beef in order to race somebody? Talk to me, doctor. I respect your opinion. You are definitely OG, and I'm not going to say whether I agree or disagree yet, but I just only heard one side to this thing. I mean, a lot of people believe. Norman Duncan, can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, Pro Stock.
Okay. DJ Stickman, since you spoke up, what you thinking?
What up?
Do you have to have beef with somebody? Is beef a necessary part of racing? Is beef a necessary part of racing?
Okay, can I ask you clarification on beef? Do you mean by that physical things, like potentially your physical, or do you mean like race talk beef? I want to get that clarification before I answer your question.
I'm going to tell you this way the story was told to me. Okay, I'm going to
repeat
the story. I'm not going to add anything. I'm not going to read anything. That's our job. Now, each individual read what you want to read into the situation.
Mm-hmm.
The long time race participant and racer told me that their team was drag racing another team.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a little beef, and then we started grudge racing. That's the extent of the dialogue that I'm sharing.
Okay. Okay.
So
my question, my answer to you is, no, you don't necessarily have beef, okay? But here's the but side to it. When is beef or animosity at the same time? God damn it, it makes that much more, makes that bring, that it gives you that more like, the more, it brings more excitement to it because, I'll use myself as a situation. Me and 8-Ball had beef, okay? You know what I mean? Everybody in the motherfucking world, God damn it, from literally, this is no lie, from fucking Florida to fucking Connecticut to Ohio, motherfuckers came to see it. So
right.
Sometimes, you know what I mean, with that beef, it does bring spectators and it does bring all of that, you know what I mean? But you don't necessarily need beef. Beef just brings up, hypes up the race and everything else that's coming with it. That's my two cents on it.
So beef is the thing that makes that, is that little extra excitement, that little extra thing that you get with grub.
It's that little essence. It's like Salt Bae. You know how Salt Bae does that little salt stuff right there, a little on top? It gives that little more essence
on
top
salt,
of it.
You put salt around, shit around the rim.
Yeah.
And it, you don't necessarily need it, but it makes it way more exciting.
Yes.
So, look what y'all just heard now. The man says beef makes the race way more exciting. But then he also said, but you don't need it. A lot of you have said you don't need beef. Eric Johnson just said beef ain't necessary to race. Beef gives it the wow factor, says Rob McCready. So wait a minute now. I got both sides to this thing now. All right. I need some more people to weigh in. What do you think? Is beef a necessary part of grudge races? Reggie Thickman, I'm going to talk to you, man. On my tablet, the mic is red. Okay, I got what you're saying. Norman Duncan, let me see if I can help you unmute your mic.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Doctor? What do you think? What's your call on this thing?
I think, in my opinion, it's all depending on how you grew up. Because some people have beef and grudge are two different things.
Say what now?
I think it's all depending on how you grew up. Beef and grudge are two different things.
Beef and grudge are two different things.
That's why I asked the context of how it was said. That's exactly why I just asked that.
Okay. Norman says you're on a tablet. Okay, I got you that. Nino Brown says, I agree with Antoine. Not because he's my son, but because he's right. Anyway, I'm only kidding. What's up, Nino Brown? What's up, Nino Brown? What's up, Doctor? Number love. James Moon White says, y'all need to start trying more pork. Maybe you'll get more races off better than beef. Good play on words, James, but I still don't know where you stand on that. Where you stand on that? Do you have to have beef? Reggie, you said no. You said depending on where you grow up. Because you're saying grudge and beef is two different things?
I think beef is more personal.
Beef is personal than grudge. So, wait a minute. Okay, so the official definition, for grudge racing is street racing at the track. Street racing at the track. That's what grudge racing has always been. It's been street racing, and we just move it from the streets where it's dangerous and illegal to the tracks where it's legal and safer. Okay, safer, because they require helmets and passing tech and all that stuff. So it's safer at the track. Everybody agree on that? Did anybody dispute that? And that's
that sounds good, Joe.
Oh, thank you, Norman. Thank you. You got in, huh? You got in. Good deal. So you want to weigh in on that? Do you have to have beef to have grudge?
No, I don't have.
Is beef a necessary part of grudge? Let me ask it the right way.
Well, some people have beef, you know. But personally, I don't really have no beef with anybody. At least I don't feel I do. But some,
you got to look at also the context of beef. Because a lot of us, we thinking of beef as fighting or getting to a motherfucker some type of way. But beef doesn't necessarily have to be met that type of a way. Beef could be just getting to a motherfucker's ass. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I have racing beef because I'm telling you now. You know what I mean? We got racing beef with a lot of motherfuckers. But you know what I mean? We just want to get to your ass. That's what it is. But sometimes using the word beef is very different context how it could be portrayed. So certain people could look at it as if this or if it's that or is this. And sometimes people look into it more in depth because you use the word beef. I'm just going to say I have a racing grudge to you. I'm going to use it that way because it's easier for me to say it that way. Because I want to get to your ass versus beef. Because beef, everybody swears we're going to fight or I'm going to bite you or some type of shit like that. I'm going to give you COVID or anything. You know what I mean?
No, but I was kidding. But, wait a minute, you don't not. Did you say COVID?
But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Yeah, I did, Joe.
Wow.
But
okay.
We just got to, you know, we got to use that context of what we're using the beef for, because people can take beef different type of ways.
All
I'm
right.
just saying, racing beef, man, shit, get to that motherfucker's ass.
Okay.
And honestly, I do like racing beef. It makes more hype to the race. It brings more
flavor,
everything
more
to that race.
I got you. Christina, what are you thinking? Do you have to have beef to race, the grudge race? Is it necessary?
Absolutely not. It's not necessary. I feel like, and I see what Antoine's talking about too, the two different kinds of beef or whatever, but, you know, I don't think it's necessary to grudge race. It seems like if you got to have beef to grudge race somebody, it's a lot of people out here that you running around with beef with, and grudge racing, it make grudge racing seem like not too happy of a sport if you running around and you got to have beef with somebody to run them. So I say absolutely not.
Okay. Let's get another female perspective on this. Crystal Rock, what you thinking? Let the ladies involve a little bit. What you think, Crystal Rock? Do you have to have beef? Paul, talk to me. Go ahead, Crystal.
I'm in the agreement with everyone else that you do not have to have beef.
Right.
That you can run them without. Thank you.
So let me ask you this question then, right? Okay. Y'all say we don't have to have no beef. Now, everybody saying you don't have to have beef to grudge race, right? You're saying you don't have to have beef to grudge race. Now, but listen, when I tell you I want to whoop your ass, I want to fuck you up, right? That's grudge words, right?
Yeah.
Did I just create some instant beef?
No.
No.
Okay, tell me what I just did.
That's grudge talk. You trying
okay,
to?
Okay, but what do you call
you're
that?
You trying to get a raise up? You talking that shit to get a raise up? You trying to push the fuck you? But you trying to make me go out there? That's not race talk. I was down there at first, asked and Willie Dog said I'll fuck a woman up. So I'm like, cool. When we gonna do this? That's race talk.
Ricky Cobb said yes and no. Why do you say yes and no, Ricky Cobb? You can't have it both goddamn ways, son. Don't pick a side. Choose one and grind with them, man. You can't pick both cards. I like Scotty G and Porky, and I like David O's and Big Meek. Come on, you can't like both the goddamn cards. I'm like just trying to get in that person's head. But ain't that the ideal about when you say I'm gonna fuck you up? Aren't you trying to get in that head? Did you just create some beef? Do we have a problem with the word, or do we not believe what Antoine just said, that when you have to dig in the other, okay, no beef, beef, no beef, I don't know what the hell you're saying, no beef, what?
Hello?
One second. Dan said, I think beef should be left out because someone could take it personally, so keep it grudge talk. And Bobby said, hell, you got to have beef to race. That's my opinion. OG Bobby, you finally said it. And that's, you know what? I'm going to agree with you. Because if you don't create no friction, i.e. beef, right? Now, understand, when you say I'm mad at somebody, you could be slap on the wrist mad at your toddler, or you could be stabbed in the back at the motherfucker who did something to your car, okay?
Totally wrong.
It's all about the person receive it. You got, but again, isn't that what we always say? That don't take this shit personal. It's just grudge racing.
All about the.
Now I know a lot of y'all are disappointed in me for going that route, but what I'm saying is we gotta warn the public. Who is echoing back there? Who's listening to that like that? Who's that? Who's doing that? Who's got me on? Who's got the show on in the background? You got some
delay between the phone and the tablet, Joe.
Whose phone and tablet?
I just had my phone on. I just shut it off.
Oh, okay. No doubt. Ricky Cobb said the Bad Mouth Crew. Okay. No, they not. The Bad Mouth Crew didn't do it. Okay, Tata and BMF does it best to get in the other's head. Yes, Ricky Cobb, you are absolutely right. And again, okay, I think we're having a problem with the word beef. We're having a problem with the word beef, right? And that's really the problem. Frankie Avalon, what's up, doctor? Good to see you. Porky, welcome to the show. Good to see you up there too, man.
What's up, brother?
What's up, doctor? So.
Can you hear me, doctor?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Silverhawk. How you doing, doctor?
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? I think everybody out here that have a bug beat. Yeah. Everybody got to have a bug beat going to the race.
It's
different between a regular beat and a bug beat. That's the difference.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, good deal. Let's listen to the Smack Talk Show with Pro Stock Joe. We're talking about grudge beef. Is beef necessary in grudge? Paul, you say what?
Absolutely not.
Okay, explain.
Well, grudge racing is pretty much mostly about the money. Because what if you go to a track you've never been to before?
Okay.
You see a guy with a car like yours. What, do you got to go slap him in order to race him?
No. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry. My
point is, people often race people they don't know.
Yeah.
And by not
do.
Knowing them, you don't got nothing against the guy. Y'all just want to race your cars. Once you put the money up, you go out and race as a grudge race.
Okay,
Let
me ask you this question. So if I want to beat your car, if I want to race your car and beat you and take your money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And take your money, right? Ain't that beef? I want to take your money?
No.
You
just said there rules in the game. Grudge racing has rules. Part of the rules is you bet your money to race. I'm not going to get mad because I'm playing a game and you're playing a game and we're doing the game rules. There's no reason to be upset about that.
So,
you know what I think?
Go ahead, Gallo.
Sorry.
Talk to me, doctor.
I was going to say, if you do, my take on this, it starts off with, the beef word is, I don't think you should put beef, but I think it becomes competitive. So say if I race, I don't know, Cliff, right? So me and Cliff race once.
Your oldest son. Your oldest son.
Yeah. I beat him. Yeah, because I forget I have
I'm
two.
Sorry,
I have
Cliff.
Him.
I'm sorry, Cliff. I have him
and Rob. So now they both want to get to me now. I have 8-Ball and I have Cliff that want to get to me. It could become a little bit of not a beef, but a rivalry, right? Because now they're going to want to try to get at me. Now if they get at me, if they beat me, I want to come back to them again. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it depends on the group, so the beef is a strong word, I think, but it becomes a rivalry, I believe. And that gets exciting.
So, did you say a rivalry is a beef?
Yeah, well, you keep on saying beef. I think you should take the beef out of it.
Don't focus on the word beef. Basically, what he's saying is, do you have to have a problem with somebody else to race them? That's what basically that means.
A beef can turn violent, says Frankie Avalon. Okay, let me ask you a question. Right?
I got a rebuttal, Pro-Stop.
Cliff, go ahead.
Listen, the rebuttal is to that accusation that when you said the poll, if somebody's trying to take your money, you don't consider that a beef, and he said no. But when two people are trying to race, even if they don't know each other, let's say they got two dragsters.
Okay.
One of the dragsters is a belt at the dragster got a big block, and the other one has a small block, and it's evident. It's obvious. And then the big block dragster says, listen, I bet you $200. Let's go run head up. Then the small block says, but we got dragsters, but it's clear your displacement is bigger than mine. Why do you got to raise the 200? Can you at least give me a light? Can you at least give me a light, one of the lights? Nah, man. We've got to go full tree, same time. Basically, head up. Then the guy's going to say, well, then why did you come to, well, why are you coming to me to race me tree to tree? And you know, and you're looking at my displacement on my dragster, and I see your displacement on yours. What makes you think so that's basically the big box saying, I see you got a small block there. I only want to raise your head up. I'm not going to give you no bubs, nothing.
So at the end of the day, these two guys are, there's some tension being created through this whole conversation, and thereby the bystanders, because of the beef that's being created because of this, because of that conversation, that makes people want to see it. Yes?
More than likely.
Because of the friction, i.e. the beef. Wait. Everybody, hold on a minute, please. I got to acknowledge the manager. He got on suit. He went to court with Donald Trump, and they both got arraigned. And what manager, how you doing?
How you doing, Post Talk, Joe?
Right, you're looking good today, man. I was making a little joke about your suit, but you're looking good, Doctor.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man.
All right, good deal. Let me get back to the show. Right? I didn't want to acknowledge the manager for a second. But at the end of the day, the beef, the friction. Now, again, you guys may be having a problem with the word beef. OG Bobby, is beef and friction the same thing? Is it necessary that be some friction, some beef and grudge in order for it to be grudge for real?
It could be this way, Joe. I can tell you my personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a beef. I had personal beef with a couple of drivers I was going to race. Instead of going to fight with the hands, I took it out. We go to the track and get out and get their money. I feel satisfaction with the money.
Mm.
One particular driver was going to run for $10,000. Put $1,000 DP up. I was a minute late, supposed to be, but I was walking with the DP man. The opposite person, I'm not gonna call his name. Person took the $1,000. I was a minute late. That right there made the beef even worse. I wanted to jump on his ass so bad. But I know it would have been worse than that. So I just said, you know what? Let me just leave this alone and just go back to him another kind of way. Now, there's other drivers I done raced I didn't have no beef with. I just raced them and that was it. But, some guys race when they want to put them hands on each other. They go for the car and race for the money. That way you hurt your pockets more than hurt your physical body.
Yeah, OG Bobby, thank you for your insights. Definitely appreciate you. Robert Seawall, he said, no, you don't need beef to race. Callum, what's up, Doctor? And James Wyatt says, grudge racing is meaningful with beef. It's not to be taken at physical thoughts of confrontation. And that's the key.
Let me read you the Urban Dictionary definition of beef. So then we got two different definitions of beef that we talked about here, because it says beef is the original American slang meaning to fight someone or being aggressive towards someone. Now that's the definition of beef. So we got a different definition.
No, actually we don't. If you let me. Elaborate on what you just read.
Okay.
Read it again and let me, you know how the preacher do in church? Okay, read Psalm 69. And then, I'm just joking.
Okay.
Read it and let me explain it as you read it. Go, keep going.
Okay, it means to fight someone.
Okay, stop right there. Stop.
Okay.
Hold right there, Deacon, let me see.
Missionary.
Deacon Dictionary. Okay, so. To fight. Now, when you talk about grudge racing, right? Whenever you talk about grudge racing, how common or it is for somebody to say, climb in the ring. We talking about two guys getting ready to go to climb in the ring. They get ready to fight it out. Have you heard that with reference to a grudge race? Anybody?
No,
let me know.
No, but post-doc. I ain't gonna lie to you, post-doc. If you got two people, like prime example, I'm going to use this as a prime example. The same way, like, you know, when 8-Ball, Brian Marcus, it was a bad blood tensions between them two. Them two didn't like each other. They had bad blood to each other. So that brought attention to the fans. Like, everybody wanted to see that race, you know what I'm saying, because they know that they don't like each other and it's an issue between them. So it's good for the grudge game when it comes to situation like that, when you know that you don't like each other and you're in the middle of a big
Okay, well, stop right there. Let me take exception with something you just said. Right. Okay, now listen to this. Now, understand. Give me a food that you dislike. A food that you just give me a food. Whatever.
Okay. I don't like liver.
Liver.
Like liver.
Okay, liver. Right there. Stop right there. Stop right there. Liver. Okay. Now, next week, will you still dislike liver?
Yeah.
Next month, next year, next 30 years, will you still dislike liver?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what did Marcus and 8-Ball do at the finish line but hug and kiss and give each other a little tongue?
Now, they squashed the beef afterwards.
Okay. Now, wait. Stop. No. They didn't squash no beef. It wasn't no beef. It was a rivalry.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but that issue was created because of racism, wasn't it?
Right. So my
that's
point.
That's what I said. It's a rivalry. It's not a beef. It's a rivalry. It ain't no beef. Yeah, my bad.
There
I
was
used
no
the word
rivalry
wrong.
With them. They was always teammates. It was something within their camp, transpired. That's all.
Because of racism.
Okay, and to understand, that's a natural outcome, an outgrowth of grudge racing. When you go up and you race somebody that you don't know, you never had a conversation, you have no personal stake except the win, like in a group, any kind of group racing. You don't get personal with the guy that you get ready to race unless you know them, you know, outside of that group. But when you come into a group, you don't know these people. So you don't have, there's no personal interaction with them. Like at Porky, Scotty G goes in he graduates most, but he's been in a shootout or two, right? So when you get into the shootout with the guys, most of the time you don't know them, right?
Right.
They have no conversation with them, right?
Right.
Correct.
Okay. So, again, there's no chance to create that friction or the word that beef. And I think James Moon hit it on the head. He said, it's just grudge slang. We all know that anything can be taken multiple ways. So when we say beef, we're talking about the natural friction that has to be there. The natural, I'm going to whoop your ass, the competitive spirit, like Michael Jordan talking shit to LeBron or Kobe talking shit to Mike or, you know, beef.
Talk to me. You don't think that brings more excitement to the game? When you got two guys that's in the middle of grudge.
That
doesn't like each other?
No. You got that wrong. Now, see, that's the part you go off the rails.
Not like each other. Attention. It's attention.
Right. The tension is good. Everybody wants that. We need that. That's what makes grudge grudge and not drag racing. See, every grudge race is a drag race, but not every drag race is a grudge race. And the difference is the beef, the friction, the rivalry, as Anthony said, whatever word. And when we're saying beef, and again, you guys can play with that if you want to, but does it make sense? Christina, keep on. Let Christina finish reading the dictionary. She said fight. Again, when we talk about fighting, we talk about racers fighting each other in the ring. We use that all the time as a simile. Go ahead. Come on, Deacon Dictionary.
What? Oh, hold on. Or being aggressive towards someone.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to fuck your car up. Is that aggressive or no? I'm gonna break them pockets. Is that aggressive? I'm gonna break them pockets.
So that's aggressive. But the topic was, is it required? Is it
right.
a must? No, it's not required. It's been plenty of times you walk up to, you go to a track, you done got two punk out, so you like, damn, I'm not going home empty pocket. I done drove all the way here. And you go tap somebody on the damn shoulder that you don't even know and try to lock in with them. It don't be no beef there.
Yes, it does. I say
Where's
otherwise.
Beef?
Let me show you.
I don't agree with you. There's no beef there.
Pro stop. I got to agree with the young lady.
There goes Marcus right there. So if I say Marcus, bring that blue truck to North versus South. Let's lock in. This is the third. Me and Marcus ain't got no beef. He's going to either say yay or nay, and we're going to get it
on. That's trash talking. That's trash talking.
They got a beef with your answer, Pro Stop.
Pro Stop.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna tell you a little story, right?
Okay.
Probably about
Wait, let me get. Wait. Let me get my milk and cookies and my blankie so I can lay down with the story. No,
now,
go ahead.
The last time we took the Nova to Orlando.
Yeah.
It was another brown Nova down there, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't give a fuck what he had into it. I didn't give a fuck how his car fit. But I went to him and I told him, I said, hey, my man, you got to get it the fuck on. I said, because there's only one brown bad motherfucking Nova on this property. And I think that's me. You know what I mean?
And stop right there. You just created instant tension. Instant
that was shit talking, man.
And I know it is.
Talking shit to him.
But what I'm saying to him, did you just create a friction with that man? Did you just put that man in fighting mode? Were you aggressive towards him?
No.
No. Okay, Bobby, let me ask you, Marcus. When you say to man, I want to fuck you up because only the bad brown Nova is this bitch right here. Were you aggressive and were you trying to make that man fight you in the ring,
Hey, Joe, in the grudge ring? Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, I was aggressive and smiling and laughing at him at the same damn time. But guess what? I got him in that motherfucking beam, and I went to his motherfucking ass that Sunday.
And I got you on that, Marcus. Hold on. Let's not get that far yet. But my point is we're trying to get something established here. Because at the end of the day, there's a group of people in the grudge racing world who get mad when you ask them to race. Who get mad.
Man, what you call that?
Not understanding what you're doing. That's what it is. It's like when you get mad when somebody cuts you off in traffic. Don't get mad. They didn't do it to you personally. They did it for them. They did it so they can get where they're going, just like you're trying to get where you're going. So don't get mad when somebody cuts you off. Maybe that's what they needed to do to make a left or a right or whatever. But my point is, I'm trying to race.
So Joe, quick question to that. You said don't get mad if someone cuts you off. So if someone cuts you off and you crash your car, you're not going to get upset?
Of course I am. I'm going to get my money too. If somebody tell me you want to race me and they beat my ass and take my money, I'm going to be bad about that too. You ain't?
No.
Okay, but the same thing.
You mad? What you mad for?
Cliff was mad. No, I don't mean mad. You see, guys, we taking everything to the extreme. Like when the manager kept saying, you don't like somebody. You explained and you agree with me that you didn't never not like Rob. You just wanted to whoop his ass. But in a grudge way, grudge racing is about whooping somebody's ass. Grudge racing is about fighting. There's no two ways about it. How do you grudge race if you don't fight in the grudge ring? How do you do that? How do you fight if you don't fight in the grudge ring? How do you get in the ring if you don't want to fight?
Hey, Joe, I think there's two different things, Joe. Because,
explain it to me. Let Reggie go first.
You said fighting, right?
Cowboy, I'm sorry.
Something that I'm used to doing.
Cowboy, I just want to be fair. Can Reggie go first and you next? Okay, Reggie, go.
All right, okay. So we all grown on the show, right?
Yes, sir.
Here's my question to you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call what Cliff got with the other guy that's
Paul.
Paul, what would you call that?
Personal, and it's got no place in grudge.
Is that a beef or is that...
No, I call it personal. Understand, they're personal beef and they're race beef. But he's got a personal beef. And personal has nothing to do with sports. You can't get personal in sports. You can get personal in and you can be good at it. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, y'all get a definition of beef.
All right, hold on, Mark. Ghetto Cowboy, you're next. Mark, you're next.
No, you already said what I was going to say, but you're good. Go ahead, Mark.
Y'all gave the definition of beef. Do you know the definition of grudge?
Yes, street racing at the track.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to give you a good example.
The definition of grudge is a persistent feeling of ill will, resentment resulting in a past injury or issue. So it's all the same shit.
Right. So, I mean, you guys are going overboard with these definitions, and I'm telling you,
I don't think you're ever going to get the straight answer because you could say the sky's gray, to one person, he's going to take it one way. But if the next person says this guy is great, he's going to take it like that. If they get the fuck away from me and all that. So you go, it's all intended.
I'm going to have to. I got to agree with the young lady. You don't have to have a beef with anybody to have a grudge race. I mean, I'm going to be honest, because we done ran a local guy from our local track. Antoine, what's Henry and them car name? What they call it? Shift daughter or some shit like that. Hellraiser. We done ran those guys multiple times.
Hellraiser.
And I mean, for good money, and it's never been nothing personal with those guys. It's never been no arguments, never been no shit, no crazy talk. You know what I mean? After the fact or before the fact, unless we trying to get him to do something that we know he's not going to do.
Hold on, right there. Stop. You just told on yourself. Well, y'all heard him. He said unless.
Unless you need to.
So my point is, when you need to do the smack talk, the beef, you need to create some friction between the other dude to get him to go, to push his fucking button, in other words, even though it's not real rough and rugged, it's light, but you still have to do it, yes? You have to create some friction to make the beef go, yes?
So you can say, call it a race beef versus beef, because if you got Joe, like you don't like somebody the way they just do their grudge race, then that's a beef you have because you don't like the way they do it, like, you don't go to a guy like Gil Cowboy. He all soft-spoken and nice. You ain't really going to him all hard. But somebody outspoken and says Marcus, they be like, man, that motherfucker talk shit. I want to bust his ass.
Okay, hold on one second. Is there anybody on this show that will cuss the fuck out of Ghetto Cowboy? Raise your hand, please, or speak up.
Me.
Mark, didn't that
okay,
just...
Okay. Now, how many people going to go curse Porky out? Porky don't really come out. It's all about the image you have of that person you want to...
Okay, right. Hold on one second. Let me prove you again. Porky.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yes.
Are there people that cuss you out racing-wise?
All the time. Shit.
Okay. Thank you.
Because they want to get at him because of the way he kids...
That's what we're saying the cursing does. That's what the beef... You have to create a beef in order to get a fight. A grudge fight.
I'm going to use a prime example.
There's exceptions to every rule. Yes, there is. Trees don't usually fall down when they stand up straight. But sometimes they do. But most of the time they don't. But we can't make trees fall down. We can't necessarily make it a general statement, can we?
Hey, Poster, I ain't going to get in detail, but listen. Everybody know Billy Brown, he's soft-spoken when he hit the track. He's soft-spoken. But he get on Facebook. The boogeyman, yeah. But he get on Facebook, he talk all the shit. All the trash about the car and everything. But when he hit the track, he's the nicest spoken guy in the world. Why is that?
I've seen him talk shit. I've seen the boogeyman talk shit at the track, too. I mean, again, understanding the game that you're playing. We're playing the grudge game. And understand that... Okay, well, let me get some more help in here. Let me not give all the guys.
You got soft-spoken guys that be at the track, and you got guys that soft-spoken talk shit on Facebook. You got the guys that does both. So, you know, it's a different type of racist.
Right. Go ahead,
Driver. It's a total different lose-lose situation because, once again, your opinion and someone else's opinion is, once again, I can say yeah, you can say no, but you do not need beef to get a race. You can walk up to the person, hey, you want a race? They say yeah or nay. Some dudes want to do all the cussing and fussing. That's their problem, but you don't need beef. But, you know, your opinion is you need it. My opinion, you don't need it.
So let's break that down a little bit, Driver. Let's have a little discussion real quick, okay? Let's go rapid fire. We ain't going to take no long, drawn-out shit. Let's go real quick, okay?
Real quick.
Okay. So now, when I walk up to this guy I ain't never seen before, I say, I want to race. And he said, no. What do? Walk away or do I dig a little bit?
I'm going to the next man.
No. Okay, so you're going to the next man. So what if he turned around and the guy said, yeah, I do you the favor of fucking you up? Your response is?
Depends on what, like I said, if I don't know him, whatever. I said, well, you know, put it in the beans then.
Okay, now, did he just create some instant beef? He said, yeah, I do you the favor of fucking you up. You know what I think it is? We're having a problem with the word beef. Y'all think it's
It's all or none, a zero or a 100. There's a lot of shit in between zero and a 100.
But I'm going to tell you something. See, he can turn around and say that, and you know what I can tell him? Hey, take that and shove it up your ass, because some people just don't talk like that. Some people want they just want to race. They just
okay, now hold on. See, now that's the problem, though, driver. If you in the grudge game and you have that expectation, you're never going to do well here, because understand, this is how we generate the races. We get the races up. We make it exciting. We bring a good product to our fans through the beef and the fighting. It's not physical fighting when we got beef. When we say we got beef, there's some friction. Yes?
See, the problem is now we done mix grudge with no time racing, which is two different things.
Well, we didn't do that, and we're going to...
I mean, let's be for real. It's grudge and no time mixed together now. It is.
And that was a crucial mistake in hindsight. I was a part of it for the longest time. I still am, but we have to get back to separating the two. But, okay, I hear what you're saying.
I'm going to say it like this, because I know I'm at work. I'm just going to say this real quick. Like, if I go and try to race somebody and they tell me no,
because they don't want no wolf pussy.
Look, the first, how you always told us, you say, man, listen, hit the fuck it button. So I might say, man, you motherfucker tell me no. I'm like, man, yeah, because I was going to fuck this weak-ass cop anyways, weak-ass shit you brought to the track. Like, you know, that's what I'll do.
That's creating beef, the friction. Not no fighting beef, but now I want to fight you with my car, like OG Bobby said. OG Bobby said to do that or this, and I took it out with my car. That's what creating grudge beef is. When I say it's necessary, because if you don't have the beef, if you don't have the shit talk, the back and forth, if you don't have that, what you have is drag racing.
Because people
like drag racing.
People hate to get embarrassed at the track. So once you say that, that's when they go like, okay, you got it, Mouth. You got it. Because you hit the fuck.
So you telling me if two guys kindly agree to race each other for money, that's not a grudge race. I never said that. See, that's what I said. Don't take it as true. I said it doesn't look like grudge racing.
So, Pro Stop.
Yes, sir.
So what you're saying, you know, as far as the aggressiveness go, just that and the third.
Mm-hmm.
So also, that's something that could also hinder grudge racing. If everyone thinks that to come over to grudge, you have to be aggressive. Because a lot of these new cats,
right,
they're not that new generation. They're not built like that. They can't take that shit talking and stuff. So that can hinder grudge racing also, to make people feel like they have to be aggressive. You got to create a beef with this motherfucker in order to race him
All
or
right.
her.
Now, let me say this to you. Now that may be a legitimate concern for some people. But understand this. It's like, when you go out drinking a couple of beers, or you go out for drinks, you drink two or three beers, you have to know what your limit is. You have to know what overboard is. Bobby, when you drink, right, Bobby? I know you gave me some white lightning before. You drink, right, Bobby?
No, I don't drink.
Oh, that was the other guy. That was the other Bobby, not you. But anyway, but listen, the point is, when you're eating your food, you know how much you have to eat before you get too full, right? I mean, and everybody was saying, it's like, and if you've got somebody who's scared, who doesn't understand the differences, you play with a little kid differently than you play with a grown man, you use a different amount of force. If you don't understand that, then you probably don't belong in grudge racing. Because understand, if you got one of these little weak-minded little jokers who gets mad when you say, oh, I want to race you, I want to fuck your car up, not understanding that that's just straight, pure grudge talk. That's racing talk, and it's completely acceptable in every walk of life. And if you got a guy who says, I don't want to hear that, you go and drag race. Don't come try to grudge race, because that's not what it is over here. If you don't like getting touched and physical contact, you probably don't want to play basketball, because they're going to fuck you up trying to come in the paint. Understand what I'm saying?
But isn't the ideal is to grow the sport, right? To grow grudge racing,
not change it.
You could just look at it like that. No, not change it, but
how are we going to say we have to be soft then to these new guys, because they can't take it because they ain't built that way? That's what you just said, right? Oh, do you want to race me? I want to race you. We want to race for $300.
So what's the solution to that, Dan? Because like I said, a lot of them aren't built that way.
Well,
and so if they aren't, how do you keep grudge? How do you grow grudge then?
Because we're doing it right now with the talk show.
You'll be surprised. You'd be surprised how many people are thin-skinned, and a lot of them are there now. That if you deal at them with some grudge talk in a crowd, they may back down, but guess what?
Yeah. So, Joe, so you just said that we don't need to change grudge. You don't think you're not acceptable for change?
No, not if it's negative change, no. Not if it's negative change, I'm not. See, the other thing is, like I said, the foundation of this conversation is about understanding that grudge racing is a sport. It's a couple of things you have to have. You have to be an honorable man, a man of your word. You have to understand you have to have a grudge skin. I think Streets, your last show was, do you have to have thick skin to be in the grudge game? You don't have to have thick skin for somebody to say, I'm going to fuck your car up. I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to beat that little raggedy shit. That doesn't require thick skin. That just requires an understanding that that's grudge language. That's the way we speak on the grudge side. And it don't mean nothing. Like Marcus said.
Who should you call a raggedy, though? Who should you call a raggedy?
Even though that people know what it is, a lot of them still catch feelings behind it.
And they're in the wrong sport. Come on.
Well, I can't just come and say that, but
if you're a basketball player, I was listening to an interview the other day, a basketball player, and he was talking about PJ Carlissimo, right? He was a college coach, and he came to the pros, right, to coach the Golden State Warriors. Do you remember when Latrell Sprewell choked PJ Carlissimo?
Of course.
Okay, the reason he did that as a player was explaining was because PJ came in on some college shit. He came to the pros with college shit. In college, you yell at the players to try and motivate them. Come on, you stupid motherfucker. You're not working hard enough. That's the best you can do. You yell at them and you try to put them down to pick them up. Again, a lot of college coaches do it. Bobby Knight done it. Some of the greats have done it. That's cool in college. But in the pros, that shit don't fly. And the dude came at him like that a couple of times, and he told him, if you said to me again, I'm going to choke you. I'm going to do something to your ass. I'm going to fuck you up. And the dude came at him again, and that's what he did. So the point is, he was in the wrong arena in college. He was he won the championship, the NAACP, with Seton Hall, and that was cool. But he couldn't do that shit in the pros because you're in the wrong sport. You're in the wrong league right now. So when you're in grudge, you got to understand, a little rough talk, it's just that. It's rough talk. It's a good game. But that's what makes the fans excited. If you have, like right now, we just saw a bunch of racing this weekend. How much shit talking, how excited were you about any particular race that you saw? How excited were you? Because there was nothing attached to it. That's what makes it so benign, so plain, so just ordinary. But grudge, you got the greatest show on earth. And guys, you got to start recognizing that because if you don't understand how to play this game, you're not going to be good at it. You're going to make yourself look stupid up here trying to fight somebody or trying to catch some personal beef, real beef, when somebody's trying to race you. You can't get mad because somebody says, I want to race your car. Now you can't defend it. This ain't your game. This ain't your sport because you don't understand how it's played. Yes, sir.
Well, Joe, I mean, I commend you for trying to reinvent the wheel.
I'm not trying to stop. That's the accusation.
Hold on.
Tell me why that's reinvented.
Because since I got into it in around 1980,
okay.
I realized, which there was always trash talk, grudge talk.
Okay.
You always have people that caught feelings when you embarrassed them in a crowd.
Okay. And this is true. It will, yeah.
So, I mean, if you got a lot of these people wouldn't race you because of that.
No, I have, now that I draw the line on. There are people that caught feelings, but when they catch feelings, all right, after they get themselves together, they come back and want to avenge themselves. Now I want to whoop your ass because you embarrassed me. That's why I want to whoop your ass. You created this beef.
A lot of these people, once they don't like you, they don't like you.
But Paul, here you go. Here's what I'm saying to you right now. You're talking this great, this once in a lifetime thing where I don't have anybody on this show right now, anybody that I physically do not like, can't stand, won't race, right? There's who up here right now that you can't, besides one person maybe, all right, I will give you that one person, but besides him, who else on this show right now, who else in Grudge Racing do you not, can't stand and won't race?
Listen, you can't use me. I'm not like that. I'm about the money.
And so why do you assume somebody else is like that then?
Because I've seen it. I witnessed it. Everybody out here has witnessed it.
So is that the exception or the rule? Because you can't take the exception and make it like it's the rule. That's what I'm saying right now.
No, I'm sorry. I don't agree. I've seen it too many times. People get into arguments. They stop liking each other all over some stupid racing.
I ain't never seen nobody stop liking nobody over some racing. Okay. Let's take a little poll right now. Let's see if I'm in the minority. Let's see. I'm going to go around and ask everybody. Silverhawk. Okay, and again, I'm not talking about one person. Generally speaking, have you seen a lot of people stop liking each other over racing? Or has it been a very few, if any, at all?
Say that again.
Have you seen a lot of people fall out about trying to race each other? Or has that been very few, if any, that you've seen fall out about trying to race each other? No personal shit, just racing shit. Have you seen it, yes or no?
No.
Okay. OG Bobby, have you seen a lot of people fall out because they're trying to race each other? Not because personal shit, just on the racing shit. OG Bobby. Frankie Avalon, you next. Chris Milton, you next. DJ Stickman, you next. Kenneth, you next. Talk to me, OG.
Yeah, I've seen the fallout.
A lot of people. Now, I'm talking about one incident. I'm talking about, which is rare.
People,
you see a lot of people fall out over trying to just race each other.
Yup.
Wow. Okay, good deal. Frankie Avalon, have you? Okay, Clifford Milton, have you?
I have.
A lot of people fall out just for trying to race. Wow, that's crazy. DJ Stickman, have you?
Yep.
A lot of people, you're saying?
I've seen a lot of people do that. Yeah.
Okay, I ain't talking about no new, you know what? Y'all might be talking about this little new kitty shit that they doing now. Cause,
ain't nobody talking no kitty shit.
Okay, explain it to me. Because
I've seen people fall out over grudge racing. They turn, like, they don't fuck with each other no more. No, none of that shit. I'm going to fix my other truck.
I'm not talking about the one incident or the one.
No, I'm not just
talking
about
a lot of people.
I'm not just saying one. I've seen multiple incidents like that.
Wow. Norman Duncan, you talk to me, man. I know you're an OG. You've been around for a long time.
Yeah, I have to agree with some, like with Antoine. It has been people. We're not talking no names, but they've
right,
got
right.
a reputation.
I'm not saying the occasional rare occasion. I understand.
No, you can't always be right. Can't be right all the time.
Thank you, Cowboy. I didn't know that.
I'm
in disbelief. I hear what you guys are saying, and I'm going to stand down on it, okay, since you guys are saying you've seen a lot of people. But I will say this. If you have the mentality that you can get mad because somebody asked you to grudge race, now think about this in your own mind. Somebody came to you and said, give me $50.
Shit, I've had it happen to me in the creek. Personally, what you're saying? I've had that happen to me at the creek.
You've had what? Explain that, please.
I sat there, you know what I mean? Told him, hey, man, let's get it on. I ain't got to beat your pockets up. I mean, let's do something small, 500, maybe 1,000. He got mad, got all his motherfucking feelings right when I asked him. And still to this day, it's in his feelings. It happens.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you. When I say in his feelings, I mean sensitive. Turn race negative, want to fight, all types of stuff. Man, I'm just trying to get to your pockets.
I know this because when I started out, I was what you would call a negotiator.
I've never seen no gay shit like that.
Listen, you call it what you
I'm sorry, not gay. I apologize for the term. That's derogatory. But I've never seen no soft shit like that.
Well, listen, I mean, everybody's got, you know, entitled their feelings. And some people don't want like to be talked to any kind of way. Now, sometimes what I used to do, I used to crack on them kinds of things. And some people just don't like it. And then they turn, don't like you. And I've watched it. It happened. You got to watch how you talk to people.
All right. I think respect is doing everything. But, again, aside from the people who are not built for this sport, and I'll say that again and again, I stand on that. If you can't take a little smack talk, then this is not the sport for you, because I'm going to ask you a question. Anybody out here, which race do you want to see? Two guys that say, do you want to race? Yes. Okay, let's go. Or two guys say, yeah, let me fuck them pockets up. Well, I'm going to fuck your pockets up. I'm going to do, and they go back and forth and they create this little tension. Which race do you want to see?
Both.
I don't think it matters, Joe.
I want to see both, but the one with the more rival and talk is going to be the one, you know what I mean, that's going to outweigh it. But I want to see both. That's just me.
And so that's the other part of that.
Thin skin to wear makeup. Ooh, thank you, Rob McCree. He said thin skin to wear makeup.
Thin skin and light pockets cause problems. That's what the problem is. The money also, it's like pouring salt on a wound. So you done called a man all kind of names, embarrassed him, then you take his money? Man, come on. That's a problem.
Well, if you're going to go that far to embarrass somebody, I don't think, okay, let me stop trying to be right. I'm leaving alone. Y'all said y'all seen a lot of people.
No, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe. We can agree to disagree.
Well,
no, because I don't want nobody to tell me that I'm not always right. But I
still. Don't back down because of that.
Check
it out. You brought up a basketball thing. You brought up a basketball thing, right?
Yeah.
And he said, what was the name? Freedwell? How many years ago was that?
Freedwell. PJ Cutler, some more.
That was a long time ago, right?
Of course.
You're talking about how people used to play, how people used to play basketball back then compared to people flopping out. The game has changed. People are softer now.
Look at
LeBron. This guy flops for every little thing, compared to back in the day. He used to get bumped in and everything.
Ghetto Cowboy.
You know what I'm saying? Things have changed.
You're slightly mistaken, Ghetto Cowboy. This happened in practice, and the coach, Carlissimo, was the coach. And he mouthed off to Sprewell, who was basically a loose cannon. And he choked him. So this wasn't on the court. This wasn't.
No.
I
disagree with that loose cannon thing. If a motherfucker.
What, Sprewell?
Yeah. How was he a loose cannon?
What? Did you ever watch him play?
Yeah, he had his own style.
He was one of my favorite players. Cause
one of my two. He's in New York.
He was a very, very aggressive player.
Listen, we had Mason, we had Spreedwell, we had a team. Then the Knicks was a shit back then. But back then, basketball was a lot different than what it is now. The same thing with racing. Things were different back then compared to it now.
Yeah, but you wasn't allowed to choke the coach, though. Come on, man.
We're not disqualifying anybody from racing. And getting back to the point, what this conversation was about is that, okay, you guys say that there are some soft people who can't take the shit talk, right? That's what you guys come to that conclusion. There's just some people.
Yeah.
So listen, so what's your advice for people like me or a racer like me who is going to come at you straight ahead, like Maddox will come at you straight ahead, like Tony Bynes is going to try to check the shit at you, like Trigger Man is going to gag you and game you and joke you. I mean, like, how do those guys stand up to that kind of interaction?
Yeah, like you said, some people can't take you or something. It looked like you was in your pillow that night when they said you couldn't be right.
I was, Kimber Hawk, just about. I looked just like somebody on the show last week.
Well, I wasn't in my field.
I wasn't talking about you. I wasn't talking about you.
I was the only topic last week.
Come on, man. You were not the only topic.
See what I mean?
Man. Come on.
Exactly.
Stop. How are you making
it
about you? I said you're right.
Exactly.
I,
but it goes both ways, Joe. It goes both ways, you know. It's just like sometimes people can't hear, understand
and,
what.
And like Maddox always says, there's levels to the shit. So when we saying I'm gonna fuck your car up and I'm gonna beat you and I'm gonna rip your pockets, that's mild in terms of what beef is. But again, there must be some friction between the two cars in the grudge game. That's what makes it grudge. That's what makes it the brings the excitement. That's why that's the thing that I gotta have in order to get my juices flowing for a graduation. Because two guys that's meeting in the staging lanes and go up there and say I want to race. I mean, that's a race I'll watch, like Antoine said. I'll watch that race. But it probably won't excite me like the race would with, I know, like 8-Ball and ODB. They had all the fiction, the beef, the in the papers going back and forth and all the shit they was doing. That, you know, I want to leave my house and go see that shit.
Yeah, but Joe, you know what the problem is? I think the problem is.
Didn't they used to say grudge beef back in the day, Joe?
Huh?
Back in the day, didn't they used to say, back in the day?
Say grudge beef?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard that term several times.
That was grudge beef. They were just talking about the car. People on the car. They're trying to get you crazy.
And what I can't figure out now, why people, now he be crying. Rock, you're funny. And so when you're talking about grudge beef, now how all of a sudden is it you are imposing on somebody else's, you're hurting their feelings and making them mad by asking them to race?
Who did that guy look like me?
Hey, Joe.
It's like
they say, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everything changes. I mean, if you look at basketball back in the day to basketball now, it's different. Football back in the day to football now is different. Grudge racing back then to grudge racing now is different. Things change.
No, but you still had people that was
exactly what I was saying.
And getting the fights back then. This is not
exactly
new. Exactly. But what I'm saying is I think the reason for it, my opinion, not fact, is a lot of people get cars because they want to be a part of something and they're not really truly serious about racing. Because the ones that are truly serious about racing, they don't let little talk stop them. Their end result is let's get out there, lock it up. The ones who ain't serious about racing, they get ready to fight.
Mike Green, what's up, Doc?
You
got Mike Green?
You gotta look at it like this too, Paul. I mean, you got two different generations. You know what I'm saying? The older generation, they'll say something slick, but be calm with it. This newer generation, they just don't give a fuck. So, I mean, everything changes.
How about they just don't understand? How about they don't understand? I don't know if they don't give a fuck. They don't know how to play the game.
They know how to play. They're playing the game the way they know how to play it, Joe. The game has changed.
Well, I will say this. Like, normally,
everything changes.
The evolution, everything.
I disagree, but okay.
Everything on me steps up.
Get a cowboy, hit
you know?
It for me one time.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my opinion, motherfucker. You bald head, that's my opinion.
Joe's always right, guys. Just leave him alone.
Don't let
you
get
to you, Joe. You sound like a mouse. Leave you alone. Okay.
Don't let
you want to dish it out, you can take it too now.
I could. You have to remember, I could take it.
Okay, good deal. I ain't mad on you, man.
I'm a 70s baby.
I'm not on
that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you look at Tony Vines. You look at Tony Wright. You look at all them old grudge races that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at this newer generation of grudge racers.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally different people.
In your opinion?
But they still get opinion.
I don't agree.
Oh, come on, Joe.
No,
Throw a flag on Joe. Throw a flag on Joe. Joe, you throw
the
flag. You know why I'm calling a flag right now? Because you're like, well, there's a lot of shows that you say this new generation goes on the internet and they say a lot of things. We never used to do this back in the day.
Oh.
Never used to do this back in the day.
You sound good crying. You're in your natural element.
Oh, no.
Okay, use this for example. Mark, are you up here?
Wow.
Hey,
what
Mark,
now?
Are you up here?
Yeah, I'm up here.
You Antoine. Your name ain't Marcus. But I use you for
Antoine,
example. No, I said, but I use you.
Sir.
I use you. Okay.
Your son what his name is again?
I'm here.
You look at Tony Bass, Tony Wright, that older generation, and you look at Marcus, you look at Antoine, you look at Tater. It's a whole different kind of, they come at you different than the way them boys came at you.
Yeah.
But it's
true.
Still the same thing. But due to time and due to changes, it changes. Marcus and Antoine of them, they gonna talk their shit. They not gonna come at you like Tony Wright, Tony Bass, and the other old heads.
Let me ask you a question. Like, hold. Before I accept that as a fact, besides the language that they use, different language, what's the difference in how Marcus would come at you and how Tony Wright, Tony Bass would come at you? What's the difference?
The language is one.
Okay, but I said besides the language, because, you know, they got the hip language and new words today, but okay, besides that, what?
Oh,
what's different
about
it?
Where did that come from, Joe? That came from a change of time. Shit changes. We as human beings.
So because they're using different words but saying the same thing, that means it's different? Okay, you're right.
It's the delivery.
Isn't that right?
Here's another difference.
Yes, Reggie.
Like the older guys and you yourself believe in the word lock. Antoine and Marcus tell you the word lock don't mean until you put that money up. So that's a different new game versus the old. The old school believe in the word is your bond. You say lock, it's lock. But the new generation say, we don't give a fuck about the word lock. You got to put that money up.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
Hold up, Joe. I don't mean to cut you short. And Joe
but you
has
did,
even
but
came
go ahead.
Out his, but Joe has even came out his mouth and said, with this newer generation, if it ain't no money up, it ain't no lock. And I'm back on mute.
And you're right, because they don't honor their word. So, again, we amended the rules to adjust for technology. Technology allows people in New York to talk to people in Florida and Texas at the same time, right? Okay, so we on this show, and we first started doing the national stuff all around the country. It was through telephone and blog talk radio and platforms like that, and we didn't have no instant way to send money. I'd leave out the house, go to Western Union, and do all this other shit, right? Okay, and then, so... So then we said, okay, if instead of paying Western Union all this money for the fees that you have to go stand all this inconvenience, let's just say the word lock, and lock means lock, and you got to stand on that. So we carry that into the new technology. But now, since the new technology is here and we got instant push, when these guys are honoring their word, so we're not honoring no lock in no more, not even entertaining you to say you locked in unless you're pushing the word send, because again, the rule had to be adjusted. The process had to be adjusted because people weren't keeping their word. So ain't nothing different about it.
But
back in the day,
depends on who the person is, Joe. Because, okay, if Tony Bass and Tony Wright say it's a law, they ain't got to send no money. They know that's a law.
Hey,
it
Kenny.
It depends on who the person is.
Hey, Kenny. Talks. Yep, you. That's what I was about to say. We can lock, it's been many a race we locked in person people with the word lock because we know who they are and we know their character. But some of these motherfuckers, that's not true to the game, no sir. They got to put that motherfucker money up. It's just that motherfucker simple. Now,
we've been
Long Island
many
Joe,
times.
Long Island Joe, Cliff, all those good guys, you know what I mean? Like it's a lot of guys that I can say that we done raced without having no money up because it's a mutual respect and it ain't no games to be played.
Right.
You know? So you're right. I mean, it depends on who you're dealing with. You know?
I don't think we said anything differently. And again, it's about honor. You got some people who honor their word, who would rather.
It's integrity too, Joe.
Honor integrity. Okay, and honor is doing something when everybody's looking, and integrity is doing something when nobody's looking. Okay? So, Mike Green, what's up, doctor? Welcome to the show. How you feeling, baby?
I'm good, Joe. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, we're holding on both hands, scared to let go. Get up in here, man. These dudes telling me you got to be gentle with the
Join
new
the meeting.
Racer.
You
You got to be two something to do something. Goddamn,
you
got to
be gentle because they can't take the pressure of you asking them to create. Lewis Horn, what's up,
Joe? You do that very well, Joe. You do that very well, Joe.
I'm mocking and I'm copying after you, ghetto cowboy.
Everybody, it's grudge race. The main thing is grudge.
No doubt.
Point blank is grudge. It's grudge. We've been doing it all the way back. I don't know how long. We've been trash talking, all kinds of shit. Been, you know what I'm saying? And if you can't take the trash talk, you can't. It is stay the fuck out of grudge. It's point blank. You go to fucking. Class racing or something.
Oh, when you get a car, thank you, Mike.
When you get a car, and you know you, but I'm gonna grudge. You done been to a grudge race. Know all these guys talking shit to each other. You know what I'm saying? You know what the game is already. A lot of these guys know what the game is already. So yeah, you come in and you bring your car to grudge. This guy talking shit to you. Yeah, talk shit to me. It's just like any football game, baseball. I don't care. The guys talk shit to each other. Point blank. Hey, you got me. I'll get you next time. That's it. It's grudge. The guy talks shit to you, but the guy don't mean it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to bust that ragged ass car.
Point blank. You know what I'm saying? It's grudge.
Yes, sir. That's
the way I see it. It's grudge.
We definitely appreciate the perspective. Lewis Horn, Lil Darryl, a.k.a. the retarded kid. What's up, doctor?
What's happening with your mind?
One of my personal heroes. You see that damn wheel stand I caught it down at dawn. Took you see that damn wheel stand I video today?
Yeah, I seen it.
Wow, that shit was hot. You came in second, but the shit was hot. The wheel stand was hot as a fuck.
Forget you.
But you come on, man. I'm on your side, damn man. Okay, what do you think about this whole the original conversation today was, does it have to be beef in order for it to be a grudge race? Some people say yeah, because it makes the juices flow, makes it exciting. Some people say no, it don't have to be, but it can be, but it's not necessary. Some people say, well, some people can't take the talking. It's too rough. You have to be gentle with them. What do you say?
I feel like it can go either way. I mean, you can race somebody with it, not even having to be no beef or nothing like that, but I feel like beef and bullshit and drama is what makes the race better, makes people catch people attention, for real.
To a certain degree, yeah. Absolutely. Well spoken, Lewis Horn. All right, then. Who you got beef with right now, Lewis Horn? You up here, goddammit. I'm going to turn this shit to racing a little bit. I think 6 o'clock, we just about done, but we're going to go another half an hour since we got a few more folks up here.
Man, I really ain't got no beef with nobody right now but myself, man. I'm just trying to
make beef with nobody. Okay. Where's Long Island Joe at, man? We got to get the North versus South thing up here.
It's not Long Island Joe. It's Jerry Curl Joe.
No. Who?
Jerry Curl Joe. Thank you. All right. Have a good one.
Who is Jerry Curl Joe?
Long Island Joe.
Sound like Antoine got a beef with his hair.
Wait a minute. You ain't got beef with the man. That's some bullshit. Now, Antoine, we got a problem, Antoine.
Joe, fuck you, because I know where you go with this. Joe, I know where you go.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking. I'm just inquiring minds who want to know. Why you got a problem with the man Curl?
Hey, Joe, that's just an inside joke, man. Me and him get on each other every day. And that's what it is. But so from now on, no matter what, his name is Jerry Curl Joe.
I'm just trying to find out some things. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We say he's leaking on the track, making it slick.
Yeah. Hey, he got the sprayer. He's putting the prep down just for us radio tire guys.
Nah, Long Island Joe's a great friend of the show. Like I said, he's got the 14th annual North versus South at Galat Motorsports coming up in was it 3-4 weeks at this point?
Mm-hmm.
March 22nd and 23rd. Next week, Giganto is going to be at Coastal Plains at the Brawl for it all, and Deion Kennedy is going to be at Butch Creek with the Rise of Greatness. Big meet to be on the property with David Oates. And I think that's still a go. I haven't heard any updates or not. But Mike Hills, March Madness, March the 2nd down the Carolina Driveway, and some more stuff in between, but I don't know off the top of my head right now. But if you like what you see, go out and support what you like, man. Definitely a good racing year coming up. A lot of people have a lot of high hopes about some good things that are going to be taking place. So, like I said, if you like what you see, support what you like. All right, guys, what we got going on in the racing world? Who trying to race who? Who locked in for something? Yeah, let's talk some racing talk. But and don't nobody be sensitive and cry. Don't no crying, Yellow Cowboy.
Oh shit, he put a name on it.
I know, right? This guy is funny. This guy is funny.
I understand, Joe.
Joe, you know, guys, Joe has a beef with me because I beat his one of his sons, and I'm about to beat his other son whenever he decides to come out. But it's okay. I understand. You know, I understand.
Oh, yeah, I'm mad about that shit, Ghetto.
So if you're my Ghetto Cowboy, who did you beat? That's his son.
Cliffy. And his other son is Sweets. Sweets. Not Streets. Sweets.
Wow. Cassie McDougal on the Facebook side is shit-talking. Shit-talking is part of the game. It should be okay as long as you keep your personal feelings out of it. Good report. Got to be part of
the
game. So you say you beat both my kids.
Antoine, one thing you didn't see, after I beat Cliffy at the end of the track, I saw Pro Stock give Cliffy a hug and everything and help him load up his car, and then Cliffy left. So, you know, I don't know what was that about, but I saw him give him a hug. Yeah, yeah. That's
Pro
what
stock.
I saw.
Please tell me there's no truth to this, Pro Stock. I would be remiss if I did not
That's that man's story. Do not confer with me on that story.
See, he's stuttering. Everyone knows when Joe stutters, what happens, right?
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
On the rectangle up there, I don't know who that is, but ask him.
But what about him? I can't get, can y'all hear him? Because I can't.
Man, what the hell in the chicken scratch is he saying?
He in a mouse. Can't hear you, so hard. Stick your head out the window.
lick your finger pointed out there while you're doing it, goddamn. It might give you a better signal.
Well, he needs
call the bat signal.
Hey, somebody got a clothes hanger? So he can...
He up in them bushes. That's where he at.
Talking to the speaker. Can you hear me now?
Barely.
Keep going. No, we can't hear you still. You away from your phone. You sound real far away. Sound like you at Ghetto Cowboy House.
Joe, you with the shit today, I see.
No, that bitch fucked me.
Yeah, Joe.
If she fucked me, she'd have left me alone. you put a target on your back, bitch. We got beef
well,
now.
Joe,
we got beef.
Okay,
that's
Joe.
Okay.
Joe,
yeah,
I would
okay.
not be remiss. Joe, I got to say something, though.
I gotta say
you're correct because Ghetto Cowboy did call my phone and he did sound like Silverhawk does right now.
Right. I talked to him on the phone a few times from the mountains. He sounded like he in the backyard under the dirt.
Oh man. Yeah.
Mike Green, what you got going on? Out of banks that we got Weeby Coopers. Where we at, man? He got an event going on this weekend, him and Black Cop Hibernation over out of the Outer Banks, the season opener this weekend. Oh, Mike, you going to be there? What's going on out there?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be there. Dealing with a lot of business right now.
Mm-hmm.
But go make sure y'all go to raceobx.com. The schedule is up, you know. Yeah, it's going to be hot this year. So, yeah, go and check us out.
Outer Banks Dragway, the 2016 National Grudge Track of the Year. And, yeah, they do a lot of good stuff out there, man. They try to keep it going out there, right? Great family out there. His Dorsey and his wife, I can't think of her name, I forget, but his daughters and kids on the track, the name, I can't, that's my dude, I can't think of his name. He's a drive car, he got a cigar. What's his name? What's the dude at Outer Banks? Mike, the dude with the cigar. Mike, the dude that prepped the track. What's his name? Dorsey's brother, his older brother.
Yeah, Dorsey's brother. Oh, God, man. Yeah, you got me there.
I can't think of his name, man.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Oh,
good.
Man, damn, you got me there. Yeah.
Big press out to those guys, man. Looking forward to seeing them this year, something like that.
Yeah, good people, man. Good people.
Okay, oh, yeah. Street Game TV, what you got on your show on Wednesday? Street Game, what you got on your show? What you got for us on the Street Game show this weekend? In the streets, the streets. All right. Cliff, what you got on your show this weekend? This Thursday. I guess I caught him off guard with that. I ain't mad at you, Doctor.
Joe, just go next door. They're in your house. Just go next door.
No, that was a tie. I still make you almost goddamn. You're still jokes now, motherfucker. Still on
the next door.
Ghetto Cowboy, I love you despite all the things that they say about you.
Mm-mm. Yep, they all true too.
Oh, don't tell me that. I'm not drinking after you no more then.
Okay.
Do not pass me the liquor bottle. I'm joking. That's my dude, for real, for real. I love that guy. And as I do everybody else, it's all good, man. We have our beats, we have whatever. But anyway, guys, I definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in today. And like I said, don't forget to tune in tonight for the show. 8 o'clock, we have a female grudge racer. This lady's been doing it. She's been doing it real big. She'll be on the night. She'll be on the show tonight. And we're definitely going to have some fun. And join them. We're going to ask some tough questions. If you guys got a question that you want to have asked of this female graduation, and let me go give you her name. It's Kia from Shakedown Racing. Kia from Shakedown Racing. Our father, Big Ed Kenny, will be here as well. So Kia from Shakedown Racing. And what's her race name? This is her race name.
Mulan.
Miss Mulan. Yeah. Miss Mulan. So I can't wait for that. All right, you guys can call in tonight. We'll be on the show. And if they're all hearts and minds are clear, anybody got any more comments?
On what show?
NGRA Today, tonight at 8 o'clock.
No, Doc Joe.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
You gonna come on this time, ain't you, Doctor?
I was out waiting. You know what? I'm gonna take that. Yes, I am gonna come on.
Okay.
And now,
Marcus.
What's up, baby?
Marcus.
Yes, sir.
You know what happened is that he forgot. Just like he forgot to get to Island. He went to the wrong show. That's what happened.
Come on, man. Hey, Joe, Joe, you got people sitting in the garage, turning wrenches, getting ready for racing. So we need to have this show tonight. Okay.
And it'll be on. So it's we had to learn how to use it at first, but we learned the tech. Now we got some new technology. We learned how to use it, and it's all good. So we definitely appreciate it.
What's the link?
Who tuned in last week?
It's gonna be Zoom like now.
It'll be Zoom like now. It'll be Zoom like now.
So we're going.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Patty Cake, Baker's Make. They said
you gonna be there.
I'll be there.
Chocolate gonna be down there with Joe.
Hey, listen, and I might have some that. Yo, candy liquor, girl. I might have some of that candy liquor in me that time of night if Joe had a show.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, we'll be there.
Wow. All right, guys. Until next time. See you next time. See you next show. Until then, it's the Pro Stock Joe, and now you know what I know.
Yes, sir.
The money in the pain.
Most of the money's on, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A. Be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody want the money in the fame.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holla dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge it for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A. N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody want the money and the fame.
Goodbye.